Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today we bring you a special panel discussion as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Money Radio WPSE's Business Spotlight. As our guests today, we welcome the entire group, codenamed Delta Team, from Logistics Plus. Danny Yunus, the company's head of global operations and strategy, is the leader of this skilled team. Including Danny, six members comprise the roster's current squad. And as the leader of the Delta Team, Danny, we will start with you. I know you jokingly like to say that LP created the Delta Team to manage projects that no one else at LP wanted to bother with, but I'm sure there's a bit more to it than that. So before we introduce each of your team members, could you tell us a little about the Delta Team, how you chose the name, and what role the group plays within the broader organization?
Yeah, sure. It's a funny story. Actually, before this meeting today, I went through my emails and I wanted to find the initial email for how the team name was born. And typical Logistics Plus style, it sort of came together as I was working on just a bunch of, you know, random things, stuff that doesn't fit into the box. And that's been my job since day one here at Logistics Plus, is just kind of connect the dots. But I was sort of doing it on my own. And then at some point, there was a couple of vagabond other members of Logistics Plus, Ben Stewart, Ricardo Rodriguez, and Safi, and a couple others who, you know, needed a home, needed a place to stay. And they sat in my room for a while, and we were able to exchange a lot of information and work on cool, you know, different types of projects. And so Jim sends this email out, and he says to the whole company, I got the email printed out right in front of me here. He says, we need a name for that everything else team. The stuff that, you know, Danny's been working on with, you know, Ricardo and Ben and the group. So, you know, whoever can come up with a team name, we'll do a pizza party for them. And a whole bunch of entries were submitted. And the one that was actually the winner is Jim Terese. He's our maintenance guy. He used to be a professional arm wrestler. The guy's awesome. He's a big teddy bear. And Jim came up with the Delta Team, which is an acronym. It stands for the Dedicated Elite Logistics Team and Arsenal. And it's pretty cool. I like the military theme. But basically, yeah, we're like a SWAT team. We go in and work on whatever needs to get done. So it's a lot of problem solving. We take an engineered approach to problem solving. So we like to start with a goal and decompose it into the who, what, when, where, and how. And basically describe the whole context of whatever problem needs to get solved. And, you know, like Einstein said, I think if he had an hour to save the world, he'd spend 50 minutes defining the problem and 10 minutes solving it. So we do a lot of problem definition, and it's a lot of fun. It's always different.
Danny, that certainly sounds like something that's right up Jim Berlin's alley, and what a great background story into the Delta Team. Now that we have a working understanding of the Delta Team, let's take a moment to go around and have each one of you introduce yourselves and give just some insight into your background and how you came to work for Logistics Plus. And we'll begin with Isaac.
Hi, I'm Isaac Jones. I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania. I went to Penn State Barrett in Erie, and I got a degree in project and supply chain management. And I came to Logistics Plus through Jim, actually. My dad knows Jim, and so I got an interview through there that way.
My name is Michael Stark, born and raised in Erie, and just graduated in 2020 from the University of Dayton over in Ohio, where I studied psychology. So never expected that I'd be doing something in logistics, but here we are. Heard about LP through my family and a lot of friends, some of whom work here. And a couple months ago, submitted my resume and was hoping for the best and landed the spot on Delta. So nothing to complain about.
My name's Zach Martinez, and I graduated from Penn State back in May with a bachelor's in accounting and a minor in IT. I'm originally from California. I started off my career as a warehouse worker in high school, where I met Mario Zarola. And 4 years later, I got a call from him. He let me know about this great organization he was still working with called Logistics Plus. And he told me HQ is only 4 hours away. I said, let's do it. Was up here for the weekend. Loved the people, loved the business. And yeah, now I'm here.
Hi, I'm Jorge. I'm an industrial engineer from Penn State Barrett. I graduated December 2020. Actually, it's really cool that I got to know Danny. So I was ready to go back home. I'm originally from Spain, and I was ready to go back home because my visa status was about to expire, and I was looking for a place to stay in the U.S. And then through a referral from a friend from Bern that graduated with a little bit before me, told me to come to Logistics Plus. He was working here. And I came here, and I talked to Jim, I talked to Danny, and when I came to this room, Danny sat me down, put me in a meeting with like a bunch of people, and just told me to listen in, and at the end told me to kind of give my opinion, and that really got me into thinking that this team just gives you the opportunity to really reach out and do things differently than bigger companies, I think, or like companies with a different structure. So it got me really thinking that I should probably stay here and work here, since I have opportunities to work with clients directly. There's not really like a hierarchical system, so really cool opportunity to be here. And
And we've got one more Delta team member to hear from. Gurkaran, tell us your story.
I everybody's like gotten their own stories, but mine is a more conventional one. I got in through a referral, but I'm really happy so far. Very quickly about my background, I'm a mechanical engineer by training, and then I worked in the consulting space back in India. Got here with my master's, and I think I'm glad I'm here. Every day is different, and that's what makes us special in what we do at the Delta Room. And as Danny says, we're an army of people. We go firefighting, and I think so far what's best and is that no day looks similar. One day we're working on something else, the other day it's something else. There's a lot of learning graph. It's exponential, and I think every day I've been here, I have learned something new, and it's an enriching experience altogether.
I would imagine it's always a day filled with challenges.
Absolutely challenges, but at the end of the day, it's also an empowering feeling, because when I walk out of my desk, I know that, you know, I added value to the company as a whole, and I personally grew as well because I learned through the process. So I think it's both my personal development as well, and I'm adding value to the company. So it's an overall holistically very nice experience to have.
Thanks, everybody, for the fabulous introductions and information about your backgrounds. Everybody on the Delta team brings a different specialty and perspective to the group. Danny, it looks like you'd like to comment further on that.
Yeah, that's a good segue. We've got mechanical engineers, we have chemical engineers, we have psychology majors, economics, accounting. There's no major or field of study that we're really seeking. Logistics Plus is a culture-first company. We're looking for the right type of people, and we don't hire for specific roles within the company that often. It happens. Sometimes you need a person who's, you know, very specific and knowledgeable about a certain supply chain topic. But for the most part, the company's just sort of grown by having the right kind of people on the team. And it's a self-selecting group. We like a certain type of hungry, curious, and smart people who can interact with others, because most of what we do is interaction. And that's how we do a lot of our problem solving. So this team is kind of a reflection of the need to get great people into the organization without necessarily knowing what they're going to do tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next year. And it's a growing experience where everyone gets to sort of, you know, find their own role within the organization and grow into it. And I think that's really special, because the types of conversations we have in this room are very broad. And oftentimes, you know, it has to do with, you know, a specific client, but you're able to pull in different perspectives, different subject matter expertise, and come up with some really creative solutions. And I think that's pretty cool. Part of the formation of this team as well was, you know, a reflection of Jim and Yuri saying we need to establish that pipeline. And when there is a great person who happens to come to our doorstep, we want to get them into Logistics Plus, even if we don't have something specifically for them yet. So this room becomes like an incubator where, no matter what your background is, I'll teach you everything I know about supply chain, logistics, technology, business. Everything I have, it's yours. And that's my job, really, is to find a way to replace myself, find a way to duplicate and share all the information that I've gained over the last 20 years working in the industry. So, you know, we say that, like, in supply chain, you got to learn how to speak the language. It's a semantics problem. Every company has a different way to describe the same type of thing. Like, a purchase order for one company is a sales order for another company. You got to put your right hat on and have the correct perspective and be able to speak the language of the other person. And some of the terminology is, you know, not what you're used to if you come from, let's say, a philosophy background. But I'll teach all that. I'll get you up to speed and make sure that when you get into the next role at Logistics Plus or wherever you go in your life and your career, that you know how to speak that language of business.
Danny, we'll do a two-part question here. Can you give us a brief explanation of what a typical day is like for the Delta team? And what are some of the projects and activities that the Delta team is working on today?
Yeah, usually starts with going through communications. So, you know, what hot items are up through email or phone calls? We're helpers. Our job in the organization is to support other people at Logistics Plus and also support our customers. We're very flexible in that, so it means that we do get a pretty big array of different things that come onto our plate. But at the end of the day, we're just helpers. So today, for example, well, last night we got an email from the guys over at the ETN building, and they needed some help with programming tablets. So first thing this morning, half the Delta team went over there, and they're assisting with programming tablets for one of our customers that sends out hundreds of those per day. And then, you know, later on today, we're going to need to help out with another client that we do freight bill audit and invoicing for. And unfortunately, there was a data breakdown with two of our systems, external systems, and how they send information to us. So we've got some manual entry we're going to help out with. And, you know, that's okay. There's no problem too big or too small, but we can all grab a paddle and start rowing. In addition to, you know, internal customers, so that's helping out other teams at Logistics Plus, we get a lot of emails from our outside clients. There's a client that's an e-commerce customer, and we do pick, pack, and ship operations for them. And they need help with, you know, certain reporting. They want to do budgeting. So we'll pull together data on the last 3 months of their, you know, operations, and we'll give them a sense of what the next 6 months are going to look like. So there's some analytics work involved, operations work involved. But it's a responsive group. So I don't necessarily have, you know, an answer for what a typical day looks like, other than we're kind of firefighters. And wherever Jim, Yuri send an email, Courtney sends an email to us, any of the other teams within Logistics Plus, they say, hey, we need some help. Either it's a unique problem that needs to be solved once, or it's support for something where we just don't have enough people to do the job, or it's something where we need to figure out like a long-term solution and create a new system or a new process or a new team altogether. And that's, yeah, there's a lot of variation for the things that we work on a given day.
Danny, we've learned from previous episodes and several interviews that we've done with Logistics Plus over the last couple of years that LP was needed in a variety of ways by your clients and by the general public to deliver PPE, which is just one example, during the COVID-19 crisis. How did COVID-19 impact the projects that the Delta team spent time on?
Yeah, it kind of builds on what we were just talking about. We're helpers. And one of the first, you know, lessons that any of the new team members get on this Delta group is just be a helper. Just walk around the building. If there's a dull moment or a dead spot in your day, take a walk, go find some trouble, and ask people, how can I help? What can I do for you? And you'll be surprised the answers that you get. So that's really the culture for this team, and we try to ingrain that from day one, is just be a helper. Just get out there and get involved and assist other people. We're not the experts at their job necessarily, so we need to learn what they're doing and capture that information, and that's going to be useful for us in the long run. So whatever we can do to help out other people in the organization, that's our job at the very beginning. With COVID-19, there were a lot of instances where over at the warehouse across the street, we were packing up PPE supplies, the million face shields to the state of Pennsylvania, various masks, gowns, things that needed to be repacked, things that needed to be distributed out. And there were a lot of days where we went over there to build information flows or to work on the actual packages themselves and just help out. And it was a big need in the community and across the country. And Logistics Plus was one of the very first ones to actually start importing PPE back in March of last year. It's funny, I was just looking at a chart, but you could see the national imports of PPE gear started to pick up around April, and it skyrocketed last year. And we were ahead of the game. So that's because of our flexibility and our, I'd say, ability to move very quickly. And Delta team helps out with that.
Are there any particular success stories that have come from the Delta team that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Can I? I'll just add to this and what Danny was saying, especially because of the impact COVID-19 had. I think one unique thing I've seen all throughout, people were being laid off left and right in organizations. And these are not only small businesses or privately owned businesses, but I would say MNCs as well. We saw mass layouts everywhere. I think Logistics Plus, I personally know of, is one of the companies I got hired when COVID-19 was bang at peak. So we didn't have to lay off anybody, which kind of spoke a lot about how the company is structured. We were hired in COVID-19 rather than the company being laid off. The other aspect I had uniquely seen here was the desire to serve the community. As Danny mentioned, we were helping out with the state of Pennsylvania, helping them procure COVID-19 gears, face shields, PP kits. Well, that was the need of the hour. Business wasn't, and definitely they both work hand in hand, but our priority was to serve the community as whole. And, you know, we had PP kits going out to hospitals, to the government, wherever they needed. We were ahead of the game, as he mentioned. So I think that overall culture, to kind of think ahead of time, agility, that stays because there is no bureaucracy. And to Danny's point, there is no job which is big or small. I have seen myself in this short duration of time. If there is help needed at the warehouse, Jim, we see the leadership right there. He would come help in the warehouse. He would get into the trailer, help us load.
He actually loves it.
I think that's what you see. If your leader is ready to do anything and everything, then there is nothing that translates or stops you from doing the same thing or, you know, replicating it and scaling it further. So I think that's something very unique here that I see. If the leader can do it, and I think we should also, and I think all of us, as Danny said, it's not only the day is different for the team overall, it's the day is different for every team member. It's a more hub and spoke model. We'd come to the base camp, I'll tell him, okay, Danny, I did this for the day, you know, I helped here, and I think this is what needs attention. We'll have a priority index where we'll be like, okay, this needs attention internally, this needs to be catered externally. And I think communication, you know, letting him know wherever help is needed, and structuring it well, I think that's what happens here. And then everybody's out there trying to serve the best of everybody.
I like that analogy, hub and spoke.
Yeah.
Danny, you and Gurkarin were just discussing this. So I'll ask you, when members of the Delta team acquire experience in other areas of the organization and then move on, after that happens, when you bring new team members into the fold, how do you go about recruiting and selecting the right candidates to be a part of this unique team?
Yeah, there's really no playbook. When Zach came on, you know, we were thinking we'd have you here for 3-6 months on the team, and it ended up being a month and a half. Mm-hmm. Ben Stewart, he's one of the first guys to go through the Delta team, and, you know, he's out on the road now doing installs at warehouses of these, you know, giant IT server equipment. And that's like a very different type of role that he's graduated into, but it's really cool. And when he's back in town, kind of hangs out here in the Delta room, and he's just an alumni, I guess you could say. So some people move on within a matter of weeks, some people a matter of months, some still are kind of here when they're in town. And, you know, we've got a lot of desks in this room. We've got, what, 7-8 desks? Some of them are flexible. Some of them are dedicated to people for a certain amount of time until they find their next role. And I don't feel bad at all when they get plucked and go on to the next team. Like, Jorge, you just moved on to Google. You're across the room over here, across the hallway. It's a little sad that your desk is empty now, but I know that we'll find someone else to bring in some more energy and have some fun.
I come visit once in a while. Every other day, I come visit and say hi. Yeah. My responsibilities for a second. No, but it's cool because you can come in whenever you want and just ask Danny, hey, what's going on with this room? What does the client want today? What new clients are coming in? So it's always good to have that mm-hmm. visibility and to be able to
stand around.
It's a very transparent culture overall, especially because with the screen and everything, it's not primarily that, you know, definitely it adds a lot of value in terms of we can see how he's steering things, and that's the agenda to learn. So he would write emails and he would tell us how he's structuring those emails of mm-hmm. how would you space it. If there are three questions, well, bullet them because it just adds visibility. Don't ask more than three questions. There is a lot of learning through it. There's also a very important thing that I think has added value overall is the level of transparency that we have. There is nothing hidden from us. And that's not something, and I come with a past life, I have a working experience. A lot of times the leadership would like to keep certain things, you know, in a space. Very candid culture, very authentic. We know what's happening. There's a lot of visibility and transparency. And I think that becomes a main driver for us as well to go out and handle the same pride for the company that all of the other folks who've been here much longer than us, because we know what's happening and it's true to itself. I think that's what definitely the big screen does, is teaching us what how he structures and how he thinks. But more than ever, it's a lot of transparent and authentic candidate culture that we promote, and it's exciting.
I'll direct this at Isaac and Michael. Give us your thoughts on the culture at LP and what makes it so great.
So I mostly joined because of the company culture. I felt like the company culture was very authentic in that it made you feel almost like at home because everyone was very open. Also, we don't dress any like crazily fancy here, so that's very nice. But yeah, overall the culture really helps make it so that if you're like really quick to join, you can get really deep into conversations about business and learn and grow overall.
I think just the personality of the company as a whole. You walk down the hallway and everybody's going to say hi to you. When I first started, I'm just running around like a little kid introducing myself to whoever I could, and everybody was happy, and Jorge especially was happy to help. He took me under his wing pretty quick. And to piggyback off of what Isaac said, as much as we get so much work done, it's a relaxing environment, which I think allows us to get as much work done. Not stuffy, wearing button-downs and ties every day.
Didn't you show up in a suit on your first day?
Yeah. I had a friend of mine, actually. Yeah, one day. I had a friend who actually works at LP who, when I was asking him about my interview, he told me to wear a suit. So I came in here, nice blue power suit, red tie, and I'm pretty sure it was one of the days where the AC wasn't totally working.
Correct. Before it got fixed, yeah.
Danny, when I walked in, he looked at me funny, and everybody was staring at me. I'm like, oh, they're in T-shirts, and this guy over here is wearing flip-flops.
Real quick, just to interject, because you'd asked the question earlier, how do we get new people on the team? And I think, you know, Michael just mentioned it. He knew a friend here, right? Jorge had a friend here. Everyone's got a friend here. Or your parents have a friend here. It is a very organic model for how we get new people into the company and how we get new people onto this team in particular. We're like a funnel. And whenever someone says, from LP, whenever someone says, hey, I've got a friend who, you know, is looking for their next adventure, looking for the next opportunity, and I think they have the right stuff, then we start the process and we'll have a couple conversations. You guys have now seen, when we do an interview with somebody here, that's something that I hope you're also learning how to do an interview, which we've talked about a couple of times, and you guys are, you know, present. It goes to Kirk Aron's statement about transparency. Like, there's nothing really to hide. Like, if I, you know, conduct an interview and do it a certain way, then you guys get to observe that and think about the things that you liked about the way I handled it. What are the things you don't like? And kind of build up your own toolkit for how, you know, someday you'd run an interview.
Kirkren, it looks like you'd like to follow up on what Danny was just mentioning in regards to interviews.
Regarding the interviews, and you're circling back on the question that, you know, how we grow, especially when I see Danny and we had this discussion, we don't have a set interview pattern. We don't have 10 rounds of interviews. What we really, and what everybody takes pride in here, is skills are transferable and they can be taught, but the kind of nature and the can-do attitude, well, that's something that you bring to the table, and most of the times that's what it is. We can do it. Can we make it work? And then rest can be figured out as we go through the process. Regarding the interview side of things, it's a very open-ended. I remember my interview well. I would say that the leadership has a style of, you know, a checkpoint. It's a maturity assessment model that they have where, okay, I had a conversation with Jim, I had a conversation with Danny, I met the dev team. So there were a couple of rounds, but it wasn't a very set forth structure, which brings me out of my pressure zone and gets me to my comfort zone, and I'm actually able to exhibit the original me. And the original me was, okay, I came in here, spent half a day with Danny, and, you know, he saw how I was problem solving, what my general attitude was, where I was like, maybe I don't know, or maybe I know, and then this is how we do it. They definitely were observing, so it wasn't like there was no observation throughout. There were checkpoints, but it's a very relaxed, structured of checkpoints, and you're not necessarily, you know, have guns on your head. And that's how you're interviewed in a lot of other companies. And that's what brought me, and that's what is special to me, is the overall relaxed structure. It's not like, you know, we all walk in night suits. Everybody's groomed here. But necessarily, you don't have to be in tied and suit up to just feel the general culture here. It's more about being groomed. And I think that's what is special to me, and that's what excites me to come to work. This place feels home in the middle of no home around here. I'm from India, and this place is more than home to me now, and which is really nice. And I've connected both at a very professional and an emotional level, which is a good thing, I would say.
How about you, Zach? What makes LP such a great place for you?
I mean, I think everyone really summed it up well. On Mike's side, I showed up in a t-shirt and a tie, so. And when Danny came to get me from the parking lot, he was like, yo, you brought the tie? You didn't have to. So that was always a good start to my interview. But I think it's what everyone said. It's really the freeness of this company. You feel like you are really in control of your career and where you want to go to and what you want to do. And as long as you have the work ethic and the mind, you could do it. You could be here and be successful.
Jorge, your thoughts on the same question.
I think one of the biggest things is the potential for growth as an individual, since I think everybody here, in not only in the Dell team, but in LP, is treated like as an equal, and everybody's ideas and thoughts are respected equally. When you think something could be done a better way or a more efficient way, not only regarding within the company, but maybe towards like clients, you can say it, even if you're an intern or even if you just got in, you can say it, and people will respect that decision, and that will let you grow a lot faster than in other places that I think personally. So that ability to just handle things your own and just grow.
Yeah, as a company, we would be stupid if we didn't listen to everybody's input.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think that's a huge part of it.
Yep.
Thank you, Gurkarin, Isaac, Michael, Jorge, and Zach, for your thoughts during this panel discussion about the Delta team. We'll close with Danny. Danny, any final thoughts, anything that you'd like to cover before we wrap up this edition of Business Spotlight?
Yeah, when the Delta team first got started, I thought back to my first job out of college. And, you know, I graduated Penn State in 2006, and I was lucky enough to get a role with Staples that was a rotational program. It was a two-year rotation that was very special. It was a highly sought-after rotational program. They started me out in the field in warehousing for a year, and then 6 months at another warehouse, and then 6 months at corporate. And then afterwards, you kind of have to reapply from within. You got to find your next job. And I did, and I found a cool, you know, opportunity, and, you know, stayed with them for a couple years after that. And I think back to that experience, and I sort of think the Delta team's like a little rotational program. It's kind of an incubator. It's kind of a rotational program. It's sort of an internal consulting team. It's sort of a classroom, but we're also helpers. And I think that's pretty special. So hopefully you guys get some good war stories out of this experience. And years from now, you can look back at your first or second, or maybe it's your third job out of school, and you can say, oh yeah, I did some cool stuff back then on that team.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.